Well, folks, we have arrived in the Russian River area, and we're going to be staying here for the next couple of weeks. And we are at the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm very lucky to be joined by Carlos Pipa. We are at the Applewood Inn, and we're going to be checking in and relaxing here for a couple of days, and we are going to be talking to the chefs. And we have quite a few wines that we have to share with chefs, and we're going to do some great food and wine pairings. Carlos, it's great to be with you, sir. Tell us about the inn here. You've been here for 4 years. What a great spot, and what a great destination for folks.
Welcome to Applewood, Doc. Applewood is a boutique wine country inn with 19 rooms, a restaurant that seats 72 people, and a small luxury spa. I bought the inn 4 years ago, as you mentioned, and I have had a ball. It's a beautiful area, and most of my guests love it.
Indeed, and I can see why. They just come, and this is a destination. You really don't need to do anything but go out and wine tasting during the day, maybe enjoy the spa. And I love this time of year, Carlos.
Tonight you will stay in Michelangelo. It's one of the Toscan suites. It has a Tempur-Pedic king-size bed, a fireplace, a fire pit, and a balcony. So it's really a plush room with a jacuzzi tub for two. So it's also a romantic room.
Well, that's beautiful, and we will enjoy the inn here. And the surrounding area is so great. There's a lot of small wineries, and really the Sonoma Coast has come to the forefront all around the world now, and people are really raving about the Pinot Noirs and the Chardonnays.
There are 19 rooms. There are 9 rooms in the original house, which is a Sonoma landmark. It was built in 1922 in the Mission Revival style. The former owners of Applewood expanded the property with 3 additional buildings. In 1999, we added the Piccola Casa to resemble the old villa. And then in 1999, they added what we call now Casa di Campo, where the spa and your room for tonight is located, and also the restaurant.
Folks, if this doesn't intrigue you, then look on their website.
The majority of our guests, which are couples, do a side-by-side massage, and we offer a headstone and the deep tissue or a Swedish massage. And it has been one of the most successful additions because it is the thing that you have to do when you are in a romantic trip to Applewood.
So we are now going to enjoy and introduce you to a few of the local winemakers, and then we will introduce you to the great chefs here at the Applewood Restaurant. Carlos, thank you very much for joining us here. We'll meet up with you later for a couple glasses of wine. Cheers.
Terrific, Doug. I'm looking forward to those glasses of wine.
Well, folks, we're enjoying great Sonoma County, but we're going to venture forth for another great wine country excursion, and we're going to be going into Mendocino County. But we're staying here at Applewood Restaurant and Bed and Breakfast, and this is very exciting. Great food here. Chef Ty sitting with me, and we have some wines from Greenwood Ridge Winery. This is a great opportunity for us to enjoy some great food and wine. Sir, great to be with you, and we have these wines, and you're familiar with these wines.
Oh, yeah. I'm quite familiar with that area. Being born in Mendocino, I've spent a lot of the time in Anderson Valley and actually lived on Greenwood Ridge Road for about a year, drinking quite a bit of their wine.
Well, Alan Green is going to be very happy about that. We'll introduce you now to Alan Green. He'll tell you about some of these great wines, and Chef Ty is going to put some great food together with Chef Shelley, and we are at Applewood Restaurant. I'm very excited about it, and some great wines on the table from Greenwood Ridge, and you're on, Chef.
Oh, we're going to head to the kitchen now.
Waiting now for our first dish from Applewood Restaurant. Cheers, Chef.
Cheers.
Well, folks, one word would bring me to the table real quick, and that would be Zinfandel. And Greenwood Ridge Dragons, that would bring me to the TV to watch some great baseball. Alan Green sitting here, Mr. Centerfield himself, Mr. Hall of Fame himself. Wow, I didn't know I was with a celebrity times two or three. We're going to be talking about Merlot now, and I think I better pour myself another glass of this. Mine is gone. Tell us about this Merlot. I always am excited about Merlot. It makes me hungry. You got any food?
No, we got lots of wine. We have the food hasn't come yet. Okay, we'll talk about Merlot. Merlot is a variety that does really well on Greenwood Ridge, and we're in a unique location because we are in a very small area where the Anderson Valley Appellation overlaps with the Mendocino Ridge Appellation. There's only a very small handful of vineyards that could call themselves both. So we used to be in the Anderson Valley Appellation. That's what we had on our label. Now that the Mendocino Ridge Appellation has been developed, started in 97, we are now using the Mendocino Ridge Appellation on our wines from that vineyard. There's not a lot of Merlot in the Anderson Valley area. You've got to be above the valley floor, above the cold air to get it ripe. But up on Greenwood Ridge at 1,400 feet, it does, and it's a perfect variety for up there. It ripens late in the season, just what you want.
And I think that is a story that I've heard before, the islands in the sky. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct. The Mendocino Ridge Appellation is unique in that you have to be not only within the geographical boundary, you also have to be above 1,200 feet. The logic is that there are a lot of lower-lying areas there, but the fog and the cold air sinks down into those areas, and that's a different growing condition than if you're above the fog when you have a lot more sun.
Well, folks, we are going to leave it at that because Alan and I are famished. We haven't eaten in 10 or 15 minutes here, and it's time for some great Merlot and some great food. Chef has a smile on his face, and so does Alan, so I think they know something I don't know. But Alan, you've eaten each dish now. I'm pretty impressed you keeping up with me.
That's the last thing I've got to worry about. I've always learned never to leave anything on my plate.
Well, we'll leave it right there, folks. Well, folks, we did it again. We have another dish that just came to the table, and Chef Shelley is sitting here with me, and we are at Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and the restaurant part is shining tonight, Shelley. Your food is just gorgeous, and this next dish, I couldn't decide again which wine, so we have three or four on the table. Take your pick, and we'll pour you a glass, maybe of each. What do you have to go with it?
I love a good cab with this filet. You need something kind of strong that'll hold up to this delicious beef, and it's served with a wonderful bone marrow bordelaise that really stands out with this with Cabernet.
I assume that this is another signature dish here at the restaurant, and I think people probably come back time and time again. They see it on the menu and they go, oh, so that's on the menu again tonight. Lucky me.
Exactly. It's definitely the kind of dish you can eat over and over again. And the sides are always changing according to the seasons. We have some asparagus, some early asparagus coming in, and we're gratefully using that, and it's delightful.
Really is, and we're getting close to dessert here, and we have a few wines to go with that. We have enjoyed these main courses. We're also going to speak with another chef here, and he has some other great information for us about the farm, so we're going to cover the whole spectrum here. Shelley, thank you very much, and we'll send another glass of this wine back to you.
Great. That sounds great. Got to get back and finish these suppers.
Folks, we're now going to tell you about another great wine, and we will have some dessert. We're here on Have Wine, We'll Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino.